So the concept was to work with them to expand the portfolio standard from 10% to 20% so we could bring online more regional resources, including methane capture, biomass energy, geothermal, more hydro. So the standard is placed on Tri-State.
You know, for those of us who live in the Roaring Fork Valley, many of us have probably never heard of Tri-State. Ooh, who okay. are they? And are they in charge of several utilities in the state?
Tri-State Energy serves energy to four states and to rural electric associations. So in Colorado, we have the Colorado Rural Electric Association. There are 22 rural electric utilities, and they actually sell energy to 18 of them. The other four, like Holy Cross, buy their energy from Xcel.
It sounds like there was kind of two sides, with environmentalists on one side and a lot of Republicans on the other side. What was the debate about?
The reason it was difficult is that over the last several years, there have been many conversations about making more room or increasing the renewable energy standard. And it has not, and even the beginning of the session, prior to the session, as the session opened, we were asking for an opportunity to explore this concept with CREA, with Tri-State, and their response consistently has been no. So they opposed the bill, and they had several rural legislators on both sides of the aisle. It passed by one vote out of the Senate, and I'm not totally confident what the vote was, but it was narrowly passed the House as well.
I wanted to talk about water. Senate Bill 19 was inspired by how low the Crystal River in the Roaring Fork Valley was last year.
Correct. This is a concept that's come out of folks in this valley that have recognized that why we need to have water left in the stream. It's a use it or lose it mentality in this state when it comes to water. What Senate Bill 19, which only applies now to the western slopes, so it'll apply to the Yampa, the Colorado, and the Gunnison. And that is an opportunity for us, 5 years out of 10, in response to drought and low flows, to have water districts, conservancy districts, or other conservation programs allow for less diversion and protect their rights at the same time and protect the streams at the same time.
Another bill that you got behind was Senate Bill 241, Industrial Hemp. This is now law, correct?
This is law.
And what does it do?
Citizens of the state, 55%, voted for legalizing marijuana and hemp production in the state of Colorado last year on the ballot. We are seeing a great opportunity for Colorado to produce hemp. I have been working with these proponents of hemp production. It is not a drug. It's not a narcotic. It simply should be treated like corn. It's a crop. And so what we were able to do is work with the Department of Agriculture. We had experts come from Canada talking about hemp production in Canada, what some of the oversight is, our regulations, what the industry looks like, and we moved forward on a concept.
Senator Schwartz, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you. It's such a privilege to be with you.